Mr. and Mrs. Jenkins have just watched Invictus, and they are sharing their views and insights.
Well, what a wonderful movie, honey. Though I'm not a rugby fan, I think Invictus was definitely worth seeing. It was both highly entertaining, with the scene showing the highlights of the 1995 Rugby World Cup games, and extremely informative, with historical background depicting the birth of a new nation. I greatly enjoyed watching it. What about you, darling?
I must admit that I'm quite disappointed, Joseph, even though the actors were brilliant. I expected better from Eastwood's directing and from a highly predictable plot. However, I found the movie deeply interesting thanks to its rich plot and original format. To me, it is a one-of-a-kind biopic because, unlike Gandhi or Malcolm X, for instance, the storyline heavily relies on two characters instead of focusing on a single one.
I see what you mean, Vicky, but I'm afraid I quite disagree with you. Rather, I would say that Invictus sheds light on a single character, which is neither Nelson Mandela nor François Pienaar, but a historical event, South Africa's rebirth.
Interesting viewpoint, my dear, but you can't ignore the fact that the film also deals with the decisive but unlikely encounter of two men who initially have nothing in common but the strong determination to achieve a goal under high pressure, help South Africa make a fresh start. And what was your favourite scene then?
I liked it a lot when Nelson Mandela addressed the presidential staff for the first time right after he was elected.
You mean the moment when he said that the staff members could leave if they felt they couldn't work with their new government, and when he craftily, artfully added they shouldn't resign for fear of being discriminated against?
Yes, that's it. At that point, you could feel that Mandela knew what he was doing, that he had a clear agenda. This was even more obvious when he ordered his black bodyguards to cooperate with special branch white bodyguards so that the president could set the example of the Rainbow Nation.
Yes, he was aware that he had to be extremely persuasive in setting out new rules and codes that were associated with deeply entrenched values, even though that would create tension with and among his followers. He was strongly convinced that if there was no forgiveness, there couldn't be any reconciliation. That was when he claimed that the Rainbow Nation started there. He definitely placed high value in reconciliation and forgiveness for the country to move forward.
Yes, you're right. He was able to see an opportunity where everyone else saw division and conflict. It was as if he knew what should be done for achievable goals to be attained and therefore what would happen. He displayed an unshakable belief in the future and in people, but he was also intimately persuaded that he had to adopt uncompromising stances for events to shape the future. He definitely was an amiable but undeterred figure.
I am sure you are referring to the moment when the Minister of Sport innocently reported that the South African rugby team would not go further than the quarterfinals, and when Mandela answered that he and his fellow inmates would still be in jail if you only relied on the so-called experts.
Exactly. And that self-reliance explains why Pienaar was a great admirer of Mandela. Mandela had a clear and almost prophetic vision of what would be best for South Africa, and he knew that that rugby tournament would have a significant effect on their country. He couldn't help but seize that golden opportunity to reconcile blacks and whites and show the world a new South Africa was underway. As a captain, Pienaar knew that the team had to show unity to achieve success, so he started being strongly committed to Mandela's vision when he told his wife that he thought Mandela wanted the South African team to win the World Cup. That was the beginning of a mutual admiration and close friendship that was vividly conveyed in the film. And you, honey, what was your favourite scene, if any?
Well, I particularly liked the scene during which Mandela bravely faced the crowd of white South African supporters before the South Africa-British Lions rugby game. He didn't argue or complain that a lot of them were conspicuously waving old South African flags, but warmly thanked the few fans who were waving the new flags. It takes a lot of courage and optimism to react this way. I mean, trying to change people's views and opinions.
I think so, honey. It is particularly true when you know that at that time, black South Africans never supported their rugby team since they preferred football. And that was the great achievement of that tournament, bringing the South African people together. As Pienaar said at the end of the film, the South African players didn't have the support of 63,000 South Africans on that day, but of 42 million. This echoes the contents of an interview during which Pienaar stated that the South African rugby players had coined a motto in 1995. One team, one country.
This says it all, dear.